Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. See 11 lines from the bottom. Omer of Sad. Rav Avo having Mishtoi. Rav Avo was reporting the following. Kishiyored Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Legola. When Chanina, the son of the brother of Rabbi Yeshua, left Eretz Yisrael, he went to Babel. So he was made the calculations of Iber Hashanah and the calendar calculations of Chutz Laretz. And he was, the Koveya, when Rosh Chodesh was and which year should be leap years in Chutz Laretz. Shagru Achrav Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. So they sent two Talmidei Chachamim from Eretz Yisrael to warn him that he shouldn't be doing that. Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur uben beno shel Zechariah ben Kevutel. They sent Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur and the grandson of Zechariah ben Kevutel. Kivin shirol some. Omer lohem lama basen. He saw them, he asked them, why'd you come here? Omer lei lumo Torah bon, we came to learn from you. Hichriz aleihem anoshim halalu gedolei hador hemer. Vavoseim shimshu v'veis hamikdash. Right, these people are great people. And their fathers, their forefathers, were actually Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash. Kosu Shoshaninu, Zechariah ben Kvutel, Omer Harbe Pomin, Korisi Lofonov, the Sefer Daniel. Mar says in Yoma that Zechariah ben Kvutel was in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and he reported that they read the night of Yom Kippur, called Nidre night, before the Kohen Gadol to keep him awake all night. So he reported that they also read from him from Sefer Daniel. So this was the grandson of Zechariah ben Kvutel. So his forefathers were actually Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash. So he wanted to show that here's very important people came to learn by me. Right? He wanted to show off the Choshva people in his yeshiva. Hischil hu metame vehe metarim. So they started learning. Whatever he said was tame, they said was tahar. Hu osir vehe matirim. He asir, they were matir. So he started saying these people are worthless, right? Shel tohen, because they were disagreeing with him, so it made him look bad. So if they're important people, he already established that they're important people. Now he looks bad. So he said, they said to him, Amru lo kvar bonisa v'yatayochol istar. It's too late. You already established that we're important people. No reason to listen to you now to say we're not. So we are making it clear that to people not to rely on you. They came to Dafka in order to make sure that he didn't set the calendar in Chutz Laretz, which is something you're not allowed to do. Kvar gadarta v'yatochol yifros. You already made the fence, now you can't break it down. So you're stuck, right? And we're going to expose the fact that you are not reliable. Why are you doing this? Why are you contradicting everything that I am that I'm paskening? Because you are doing something you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to set the calendar calculations of Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Akiva did it. He didn't leave anybody equal to him in Eretz Yisrael. So when there's no one in Eretz Yisrael who's capable of doing it, the greatest person is a Chutz Laretz, he can do it in Chutz Laretz. Because the reason that you can only be Koveya Chadoshim in Eretz Yisrael, we learn from Kimi Tzion Tetzei Torah. Torah has to come out of Tzion. But if it can't come out of Tzion, then it can come from Chutz Laretz too. But if it can come from Tzion, there are great people in Eretz Yisrael, then in Chutz Laretz they don't have the power to set the calendar. I'm also, there's no one as great as me in Eretz Yisrael. No, since you left Eretz Yisrael, the young people that you left now became older, and the little goats became goats. And the hint the Marsha says, now they have horns, they can put you in Cherem. So you better watch it. Right? You may have left, when you left Eretz Yisrael, you were the greatest one. Now there are people just as great as you in Eretz Yisrael. Bali Karnayim, right? They have horns. The Heim Shigrunu Etzlecha. They sent us to you, to warn you to stop doing what you're doing, that you're not allowed to do it. V'chein omru lanu, they told us to tell you, l'chu v'imru lo, bishmeinu, say to him in our name, im shomei mutter. If you listen to us and you accept the fact and you stop making these calculations and setting the calendar in chutz laretz, fine, mutter. V'im lav, yehei benidli. If not, we're putting you in chayrim. Ma'abr shonim, v'snan, ein ma'abrim es hashonim, ela b'yehuda. You can only, what's it called, make the calculations for Ibur Hashana in Yehuda, v'chsiv, l'shichno sidrishu, called drisho shata doresh, lo yiu ela b'shichno mishkana shomakam. You can only make these calculations where the Shechina is. And even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, when the Shechina is not there, there's another pasuk which you mentioned, ki mitzion teitzei Torah. It's also a shaila whether you can't make the calculations or you can't make the, you can't be koveya the months. You can make the calculations of Chutz Laaretz, you can't set the months and years in, except in Eretz Yisrael. And others hold you can't even make the calculations of Chutz Laaretz. The calculations have to be made in Eretz Yisrael. But in any case, there's two psukim. One for the time of the Beis HaMikdash, L'shichno Sidrishu, and even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which was in the time over here, there was no Beis HaMikdash, still Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. Shigru Achrav Limchos B'yados. So they send two Talmidei Chachamim to protest what he was doing and to stop him from doing it. Kvar Bodhisa Shigdalta Shmeinu. You already made our names great here. Lomar Gedolei Hadorim. You already told people that we're the Gedolei Hador, so it's impossible for you now to tear down our reputation. The Halo Akiva ben Yosef also came. Disnam B'yavamos. Om Rebbe Akiva. Kishirati L'Nahardo La'aber Shonim. Rabbi Akiva said, I went to Nardah, and there we were, what you call, we made the calculations for making leap years. The Perigastra of Adishu Shalab Bailav Vitzoros, and the last Perig of Yavamos. So you see that Rabbi Akiva did it.
Did they actually warn him, or did they just come right away and start?
No, they just warned him now.
No, what, before they started?
No, the reason they started contradicting his psalkin was in order to establish themselves and to show that he wasn't reliable. And then they warned him that if you're not going to listen, we're going to put you in chayr. Right, so the imru lachinu shibagola im shomim muta vim lav yalu lahar, what's it called? If and then say to the people there, and if they don't listen, if what's it called? Rabbi Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. If he doesn't listen, then they told us to tell the people. First, we're warning you, not telling anybody anything. If you'll stop, fine. If not, then they told us to tell the people here, im shomi muta, that if they listen to us, fine. The im lav, and if not, yalu lahar lahar, right? They should go up to the mountain. Achia yivne mizbeach, right? Achia should build a mizbeach there. Right, Rav Marsha says that he was a, I think he was a Kohen. Hananya, Yenagin B'Kinor. Hananya should, what's it called, play the Kinor, right, the harp. He was a Levi. The Yichbru Kulam, and they all should deny the Rabban Hashem. V'yomro, ein lanu chelek elokei Yisrael. Ein lanu chelek elokei Yisrael. In other words, basically, you're building your own religion. If nobody's going to listen over here, then we're going to cut you off from Klal Yisrael. You can have your own religion. Build your own Mizbeach, right? Have your own Levian, whatever, but we're not going to consider you any more part of Klal Yisrael. You're basically seceding from Klal Yisrael by calculating the months in Chutz Laaretz. Miyad go kol ha'om b'chiyah. They all started to cry. The Omru chas l'shalom, yesh lanu chelek b'lokei Yisrael. We don't want to secede from Klal Yisrael. We don't want to be put in cherim. Right, we have a share b'elokei Yisrael, the kol kach lama. Why so serious that you can't be koveya the calendar of Chutz Laaretz? Mishum shenemar ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem mirushalayim. So Moshe says bishlama hu metayer vehem metamim lechumra. I understand that they when he was mekel they were machmir, so they were machmir more than him. That's okay. So this way they undermined his authority. But Elohu Metami, the Hematarin, how is that possible? He said it's Asr, and they, in order to undermine his authority, said that it's Mutter. Hechi Havik, right? Vahatanya, Chacham Shetime, Ein Chaveru Shai Latayr. If a Chacham says something's Asr, another Chacham can't contradict it and say that it's mutter. Right? So how can it be? He already paskened on this thing. Right? He said it's Aser, and then the people came to the other ones and they said it's mutter. They can't do that. If somebody already paskened on this thing, you can't paskened to that same person that it's mutter if it already was paskened, it's Aser. So how did they undermine his authority by being matter things that he asked? That's not allowed. Ein chaver shel hatzer. Kesavri ki hechid lo nigru abasrei. No, here they did it as a hora shah that people shouldn't follow it. Right? Whatever he said, they contradicted, good or bad, and that way they undermined his authority, which was the purpose over here, right? Because he was doing something wrong, and if people followed him, then it would have created a schism in Klal Yisrael. There would have been two calendars. They were making calculations in Eretz Yisrael, they would have had one calendar, and that's what happened sometimes in history, that there were, in the time of the Gaonim, there was one of the people in the time of the Gaonim, in the time of Rav Sadia Gaon, who made what's called his own calendar calculations, there were two calendars. There were a few years where Yom Kippur came different times to different Jews in different places. So that was a terrible schism in Klal Yisrael. So it has to be one central body that makes the calendar, otherwise Klal Yisrael doesn't have any unity.
But
it's not that they had what to be somecha. Okay. But the Gemara asked that. There were any halacha. And they went to that side, but they did it in order to undermine his authority. Okay. In order they shouldn't listen to him, then tell the rest of the people. If they won't listen to us, then convince the people not to listen to him. Go up to one of the mountains. So if you want to build another religion, fine. So go and build a mizbeach on a mountain, and you'll make your own religion. He was one of the leaders there in Chutz Laretz. That was Chananya, the son of Rabbi Yeshua. Yinagin v'kinor lifnei habama. He'll play the harp in front of this dhamma. Lefisha Chananya lady hoya. He was a lady. Kedisnam esechus erchin. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya shehalach l'sayeyes Rabbi Yochanan ben Guda b'tovas da'asos. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya went to help Rabbi Yochanan ben Guda when he was a Levi who was in charge of guarding the gates in the Beis Hamikdash. The Leviim had two jobs. One is they were gatekeepers and they were in the choir. And halacha is that you had to keep your job and you couldn't do somebody else's job. So a gatekeeper who went to the choir was Chayiv Misa. Amar lo chazor bach. So when Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya went to help Rabbi Yochanan ben Guda with the gates, he told him, go back, Shata min ha-mishorim, because you're in the choir, v'ani min ha-shorim, and I'm from the gatekeepers, and you can't switch jobs. If you do the job that's not yours, you're chayiv misa. Tal Rabban, kishenichnasu rabosenu lekerem b'yavne, when they went to Yavne, the Sanhedrin came to Yavne, and it's called kerem b'yavne, because they used to sit in rows like a kerem, like a vineyard. Hayu shom Rabbi Yehuda, so who was there? Who were the heads of the Sanhedrin in Yavne? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Elezer ben Osher, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Those were the Gedolim at the time. This was after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So the Sanhedrin was one of the places the Sanhedrin went to after they left Yerushalayim. Was in Yavne. And after the Churban, that's where the Sanhedrin was originally. So these were the heads of the Sanhedrin in Yavne. So all of them, when they came to Yavne, so they gave drushes, introductory drushes, in the honor of the hosts who hosted them in Yavne. Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda was the first speaker everywhere. The Roman government instituted that because Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yossi, I think, three of them, were speaking about the Romans. So Rabbi Yehuda praised them, that they accomplished a lot of good things. People benefited from them. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai spoke badly about them, and they wanted to kill him. He had to go into the cave. And Rabbi Yossi just kept quiet. I don't remember what they did with him. I think they made him go into Golis. But they made a takana, since Rabbi Yehuda said such nice things about them, that whenever he is at a gathering, he should be the first speaker. That was part, it was a Roman edict that Rabbi Yehuda was Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Mako. Okay? Some people say, in jest though, that Rabbi Yehuda was the one who in the Haggadah says, what's it called, the Eser Makos, Rabbi Yehuda Hayinosim Ben Simonim. And he reduced the Eser Makos to Tzach Hadash Ba'achad. He says, anybody who can take 10 words and make them into 3, he should be the first speaker. So he was the Rosh HaMedabrim B'chol Mako. I heard that from Rabbi Scherer, Zecher Tzadik L'Vracha. So what's it called? The Covered Torah. So he darshan, Rabbi Yehuda opened with a drasha about the honor of the Torah. The darash, and this was his drasha. Moshe yikach es ha'ohel, v'natalo michutz l'machane. Right, after the Chet Ha'egel, this week's Sedra, right, Moshe took his tent, and he, what's it called, went out of the camp, right, to show the people that they were in Cherem. He couldn't stay amongst them. And he took it out of the camp, at the end of the camp, and anybody who needed the Rabbanu Shalom came to him there at the end of the camp. And so how long do they have to, what's it called, travel? The most was 3 parsals, because the length of Machne Israel was 12 mil, which is 3 parsals, is 4 mil in a parsa. 3 parsals is 12 mil. You'll see the Gemara says in a second. And therefore, if you were at one end of the camp, you had to travel to the other end of the camp to get to hear Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So they only had to travel 12 mil. The Torah says, V'halo dvarim kal v'chomru, ma aron Hashem, shelo hayu merucha gele 12 mil. When Moshe took the tent, and he took the aron, this was not the aron and the Mishkan, this was the aron with the luchos in it, the aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made when he came down from the mountain, not the aron they eventually made where the luchos were in the Mishkan. So he took that aron, the portable aron, with the luchos, and he moved it to the end of the camp. So if you wanted to hear Dvar Hashem, you had to travel the most 12 mil. Amra Torah v'hoya komavakish Hashem yetzel omoed, right? So somebody who decided to pick himself up and travel the 12 mil, right? To go and hear Torah is called the mavakish Hashem. Somebody who's seeking the Ribono Shel Olam, Talmidei Chacham shaholchem me'ir le'ir, me'medina le'medina, l'lmod Torah. Talmidei Chacham who go from city to city, much more than 12 mil, or from country to country to learn Torah. Al achas kama v'kama, they're called mavakshei Hashem, right? Rashi. L'kerem, al shem shohayu yoshim shuros, because they sat in rows, k'kerem, like a vineyard, it's like a vineyard that's planted row by row. So they spoke in the covet of the host that hosted them in Yavne. Rosh HaMedavrim, Masechta Shabbos, and Forest of Memadlikim. The Gemara explains in Memadlikim why Rabbi Yehuda was the Rosh HaMedavrim B'chol Mokom. Shnei Moser Mil, Sholosh Parsos, is 3 Parsos. Machne Yisrael, Mibes HaYishimos, Ad Ovel Hashitin, Talta Parsi. The Torah describes the camp from Ovel Mibes HaYishimos Ad Ovel Hashitim. That's how much space that the camp took up. So, and the Gemara says that was 3 parsals. You could measure from where this place was and this place was, 3 parsals, and that's how much space Machne Yisrael took up. So if Moshe Rabbeinu put the Ohel Michutz LaMachane, that means he put it at one edge of 3 parsals, and somebody could be at the other edge, he would have to travel 3 parsals to come and learn Torah. Amra Torah, Kolomar, Karu Hakos, Mavakesh Hashem. Somebody who traveled 3 parsals, the Torah calls Mavakesh Hashem. So surely somebody who travels a lot more than that to learn Torah is Mavakesh Hashem. The Dibra Hashem El Moshe Ponim El Ponim. Amra Yitzchak. Now, since we darshan this first pasuk, now we're going to speak about the psukim that come after that. The Dibra Hashem El Moshe Ponim El Ponim. The Rosh Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu face to face. Amra Yitzchak. Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what does it mean face to face? What it means is the following, says Rabbi Yitzchak. Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe, ani v'ata nazbir ponim b'halacha. Both of us, I teach you face to face, you teach the Jewish people face to face. Don't leave them, right? It's not proper that you left them and they have to come to get Torah, what's it called, by traveling. Put your tent in the middle and teach them with a nice, don't be angry at them. Right? I teach you, I'm not angry at you, don't be angry at them. Ikadi Amri Kachomer Lakarish Baruch Lamoshe. Shem Shaniz Barti Lachaponim, Kachata has bir ponim li Israel, the hags of Olim Kovo. Just like I'm nice to you, you be nice to them, put your tent back amongst them. Veshav El Hamachane, and that's what it means. And then Ribbono Shel Olam told them, go back into the camp. Amr Bavo, Amr Lakarish Baruch Lamoshe, Achshav Yomru Harab Bekas, the Talmud Bekas. If you don't go back to them and you remain angry at them, then people are going to say, the Rav is angry, I'm angry, the Talmud, and you're angry, Yisrael, Matayalim, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? Everybody's angry at them. So I'll remain angry, you bring your Ohel back, and be nice to them and teach them Torah. Yimata Magzer Olim Komo Mutav, and I'm telling you now, Moshe, if you listen to me and you bring your Ohel back, fine. The Imlav, and if not, Yoshua ben Nun Talmid Chomisharis Tachtech, and if not, Yoshua will take over. Now, you want to stay here and be angry, Gzuntahei, but then we're going to have to get a replacement. Yoshua will take your place. That's why it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, what's it called, went back to the Machne. He was told to go back. Even though what the Rabbanu Shem said, that if not, Yoshua will take your place, in the end, Yoshua took his place. In the end, the Rashi says, Magoris this, but because this doesn't make sense here, but in the end, we know that Yoshua took Moshe Rabbeinu's, he succeeded him. Rashi. Shem Shani, his barti lechoponim, tachato hasbir ponim. V'hainu d'si ponim bifonim. Just like I taught you, what's it called, face to face, you teach them face to face. Harab bekas aleihem mishumai so egel. They're going to say that God's angry at us because of the Chet HaEgel, the Talmud, the Kas, the Gamachamar Elohim Kas, Shirchak to Oholoch Mimachane, and you also now are angry with them and showing them you're angry because you moved your Ohel outside the Machane. Imato Machzer Olim Komo Grasina. Behind the sea, the Shovel Machane, Hashav HaOil Machane. The Shovel Machane means God told him, bring back your tent inside the camp. The Imlav, and if you won't, Mishor Secha, Yoshua ben Nun Nar, Lo Yomish Mitocha, Shisham Mishtachtecha. And if not, Yoshua will be the one who will teach Klal Yisrael, not you. The Afal Pishay Shivo, the Achash Nisrat, Sakharish Baruch Yisrael, the Hukam Amishkan, Lo Yotza Dover Lavatol. And even though Lamais the Moshe Rabbeinu did return his tent, so he didn't have to be succeeded by Yoshua at that time, but it didn't go for no purpose, and in the end, Yoshua succeeded Moshe Rabbeinu. The old pasuk Rabbi Yehuda b'chavad Torah, and then Rabbi Yehuda, after he spoke b'chavad Achsanya, he spoke about the b'chavad Torah. First he spoke also b'chavad Torah, now he spoke again b'chavad Torah. The Dorash haskeis u'shma Yisrael hayom hazen niyesh la'am. Right, listen carefully, Klal Yisrael. Today you became a nation. This was at the end of the 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu said this. He also Hayom Nitna Torah Israel. That's when you became a nation, when the Torah wasn't given then. What do you see from here? What Rabbi Sadia Gaon says. The Chorah is not talking about you getting the Torah, it's talking about you becoming a nation. But Rabbi Sadia Gaon says, Ein Umasenu Uma Ela B'Torasa. What made Klal Yisrael a nation? The Torah. Our nationalism is not based on land, it's not based on anything else. Language is based on Torah. We are a nation because of the Torah. So therefore, when did we become a nation? When we got the Torah. So if it says, Hayom, Hazen, Yesh, Ala'am, today you became a nation, it means today you got the Torah. And that's not true, because they got the Torah 40 years earlier. But you see clearly from here, that I'm just saying it now, that it comes to mind as saying it. I didn't prepare this. But it's clear from here that Hayom, Yesh, Ala'am, and today you got the Torah are one and the same. As Mamash Rav Sadia Gaon says, here's the source for it. The hello also Yom Sofar Boim Shanahai. This was at the end of the 40 years. They got the Torah 40 years early. El Lamedcha Shechadiva Torah Lamdeha B'chol Yom V'Yom Ki Yom Shenit Me'ar Sinai. Every day, the Torah is precious as if it was given that day. So today you became a nation means today you got the Torah. Every day is like the Torah was given that day. Amrav Tanchum Bereid Rav Chia Ish Kvarako Teida Shari Adam Kori Kriyish Mashachris V'Arvis. The Erev Echad Eino Kori, person reads Kriyishma every day, day and night, but it has to be like Kriyishma is something new to you like you never did before. Right? It says in Kriyishma too, as if today you got it, and you never heard it before. And if one day, the Erev Echad Eino Kori, if one day he misses Kriya Shema, Domek Nishlo Kori Kriya Shema Me'olam. So that one day is like he never read Kriya Shema at all. It's like he never had anything before. So this is a one-day thing, a new thing, and if you miss it that day, it's like you miss something that you never did before. Okay, what's Haskes? So that's Hayom Hazen Yeshalom. Haskes Ushma. What's Haskes Ushma? Asu Kitos Kitos Visku B'Torah. Haskes means learn Torah in groups. Don't learn alone. But if you ain't a Torah, Niknis Ela B'Chabura. You only really can learn Torah properly when you learn it in a group. Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Chanina, at least two people together, a chavrusa. But it's a group. The more people, the better it is. The more you're gonna get to the emes of Torah if you have more people discussing it. Like Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Chanina said, the Omer Rabbi Yoshi, Rabbi Chanina, my dichsiv cherev el habadim v'noalu. Right? What's the pasuk in Yirmiyah? Right? A sword against the badim. Right? V'noalu. We'll see the Gemara's going to dash in all the words. Cherev al sonem shal tamidei chachamim. A sword against the Talmidei Chachamim. So name Talmidei Chachamim is a euphemism. It really means against Talmidei Chachamim who learn Shiyoshim Bad Bevad Voshim Torah, who learn alone. They don't learn with a group. They don't learn with a chavrusa. Okay? The low od, Elishim Etapshim. Not only is it wrong, and therefore they should be slain with the sword for doing that, but they get stupid. Right? Not only don't they learn, but they get stupider by learning alone. Ksiv hacha v'no'alu. Why? Because the word says v'no'alu. Ksiv hasam asher no'alnu. The word no'alu can mean to become stupid. V'lo od ela shechotim. Not only that, they sin. Shenemer v'asher chatanu. No'alnu goes together with chatanu. It's a sin to learn alone. And I saw somewhere, though, that that's only in Chutz Laretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, where there's what's it called, the Shechina is always there, so it's like you're learning with the Shechina. So you're never learning alone. So it's okay to learn alone in Eretz Yisrael. Iboyis eima mehacha, no alu sore tsoan, which is also a lashon of chet. So you're not allowed to learn alone. Dover acher, haskes ushma Yisrael, right? Another pshat in haskes is kisusu atzmechem al dibrei Torah. Grind yourselves up for Torah. Kida omer eish lakish, what does that mean? Like Rish Lakish said, the omer eish lakish minayin shein dibrei Torah miskaimen al misha meimis atzmo aleha. The Torah only is preserved by somebody who kills himself over it. In other words, the pashup shot is that he gives up the pleasures of this world and he lives an austere life in order to learn Torah. Right? Because the more you're involved in the pleasures of this world, the less Torah you can learn. So meimis atzmo means he kills himself away, he kills away his pleasure and lives an austere life. That's the one shot. Another pshat is that he considers himself dead. The Chafetz Chaim gave a marshal. If a person doesn't consider himself in the time that he's learning, the time that he's koveh itim l'Torah, like he's dead, so everything can disturb him. But if he would consider himself dead at that time, then nothing can disturb him. Right? He tells a maisa with a guy who decided that, you know, he starts to start to koveh itim l'Torah, he's getting older, and if he doesn't, him lo achshav emasai. So, he made up with his wife that they ran a store together, that he's going to take off, and he's going to be, a few hours every day in the Beis Medrash, and he doesn't want to be disturbed about the store. So, one day he spent extra time there, he didn't come back, and his wife got nervous, where is he? So, she sent messengers, see, where in the world is he? And she got frantic. Finally, she found him sitting in the Beis Medrash. She went to him, she said, what are you doing? There's customers in the store. What's it called? We need you here. Where'd you get disappeared to? She said, listen. He said, pretend I'm dead. Right? If you had found out, you were afraid. Maybe I dropped dead somewhere in the street or whatever, and that's why you were frantic. Okay? What if you would have found me dead in the street? Would you come stand over my body and say, hey, there's customers in the store. What are you lying over here for? What's it called? That was it. I'll be dead. Finished. There's nothing you can do about it. She said, pretend I'm dead. Right? And don't come to me and tell me there's customers in the store or whatever. Now I'm dead. Right? I'm learning in the Beis Medrash and there's nothing I can do. So at this point, when I'm dead, right, there's no customers, there's no nothing there. So if a person doesn't consider himself dead when he's learning, then he can be disturbed for millions of things. If he's dead, nobody's disturbed for anything. Shenamer zos haTorah adam ki yomos ba'ol. When is it Torah? When a person dies for it in the Ohel. In the Ohel Shel Torah. Dover Acher, Haskes Ushma Yisrael, another Peshat in Haskes. Has, the Acher Kach Kaseis. First, keep quiet. learn the thing without asking any questions, right? And then review it, and you can ask your questions. But until you learn it the first time, just to get an idea of what's there, don't ask questions before you understand the whole inyan. First learn it, then you can go into it and think about it and ask questions about it, whatever. But if you don't learn up the unit first, so you get a good idea of what's there, then your questions are going to be ridiculous. Maybe you're asking a question and something the next line is going to answer. Amrei Dvei Rabbanai, my deceit, ki mitz cholov yotzi chema, right? The juice of milk brings out butter. Umitz af yotzi dam, and the juice of the nose brings blood. Umitz apayim yotzi riv, and the juice of a person's forehead brings out machlokas. What's the pshat in that pasuk? So he says like this. What's the pasuk mean? It means the following. Where do you find the butter, the choice, what's it called, words of Torah? Somebody who throws up the milk that he got from his mother. In other words, he gives up the pleasures of this world. Right? If you're willing to give up the pleasure of this world, you'll have the choice Torah, the butter of Torah. Mitz'af yotzidam, kol talmud shekoyes lavravo. Mitz'af, af is a sign of anger. What's the juice? What's the essence that comes from anger? If a Talmud Chacham, right, his Rebbe gets angry at him one time, and he keeps quiet, and he takes it, right, then Zoche Lahavchim Ben Gam Tomei L'Gam Tor. He'll be Zoche to understand, to be able to know the halachas that distinguish between Gam Tomei, what Gam by an Isha's Tomei, halachas of Tumentara by Nida. Kumitz Apayim. If his Rebbe gets angry twice, Apayim is two angers, Yotzi Riv, Kol Talmud Shekoyes Lavrabo Pam Rishona V'Shnia V'Shosei, Zoch L'Hafim Dini Momnes L'Dini Nefashas. He'll be a higher Madrega. He'll be able to know the difference between Dini Nefashas and Dini Momnes, right? He'll be able to learn even more, right? In other words, if you're able to learn, be criticized, not get upset and run away, what's it called, get embarrassed, but you'll then, once you're criticized by your Rebbe, so you'll learn better, right? You made a mistake. Now you'll know. That's the idea of Ein Torah. What's it called? Miskayemes ela misha nichshalpa, right? It's only when you make mistakes and you know how to correct them that you learn. So if you're willing to learn and be angered by your Rebbe and not get insulted and run away, then what's it called? You're going to be able to be really a big Talmud Chacham. Disnan Rabbi Shmuel Omer Harotsa Shiyischakim Yasu B'dini Mamanos. Shein lecha mitzvah b'Torah yosur mehen. Shein kemaya noveya. And how do you know the dini momenos are the hardest part of really chokhmas haTorah, right? The difficult sugyas in bava kama, bava metziya, bava asra, nezik, and dini momenos, because that's what the Rabbi Yishmael said. You want to be an emes haChacham, learn dini momenos, because there's no Torah, there's no portion of Torah that is as deep and filled with wisdom as that. Om Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, my deceive, im navalta b'hisnase, im zamosa yad lepeh, right, the pasuk in Mishlei, right, he says the pasuk means like this, kol ha-menabel atzmal divrei Torah, right, if you're willing to be insulted through divrei Torah, make mistakes, and still persevere, not get insulted and go home, but stay there, you take your bizyonos if you made a mistake, and you go on. Sofo lisnase, right, and in the end, that's the person who will be elevated. The imzoman yad lepeh, and if what's it called? If you zoman, what's it called? You put in other words, take it. Put your finger on your mouth. Don't answer back. Learn from your mistakes and go on. Pasach, let's see Rashi. Haskes, kitos, dorish, has kemo asu. So here, haskes means asu kitos. Make groups to learn Torah. Kisusu atzmechem, darshinami has kemo ase. Asu atzmechem ksusim. Crush yourselves up. Okay? Like style divrei Torah. Meaning that you should not live a life of pleasure over divrei Torah, but like you're grinding yourself up. Zos HaTorah, Heichem Mitzuyah Ba'adam, Shiyomos Ba'alei Torah. Where is the Torah to be found? In people who kill themselves in the tent of Torah. Has V'achar Kach Kaseis, Shtok. Has means to be quiet. You know, Yas Kali. Shtok, the Hazim, first keep quiet, listen. The Shmuascha, Ad Shtei Shkura B'ticha. First learn it through once. So then it becomes that you know the Inyan. The Afopisha Enam Yusheves Lecha, even though you don't understand it 100% because you haven't asked all the questions you have. The Acherkach Kisisena, the Hiksha, then ask all your questions, Vayesh Lecha Lahakshos, the Tariqs, Trutzim, Achitis Yashivla. But first go through it once so you get a good idea what's there before you start asking and hacking up with questions. Yehege Ya'ayim. Mitzcholav yotzi chema hamotzi es hacholav shemotzach v'shteimo al divrei Torah chema hilo. The person gives up the milk that he got from his mother, meaning the pleasures of this world. He'll get the butter of Torah. Umitzaf hamotzi tzkas rabo. Person who takes the anger of his rebbe, the sovlo, and he suffers with it. In other words, he has patience and doesn't run away because his rebbe got angry at him. Yotzi halachukos dam l'umasa. They'll be able to know the halachas of dam. Disnan shadini mominus amukim heim. How do we know that the laws of mominus are very deep? The harotsa shi yitzchakim yasub dini mominus. And therefore, somebody who wants to be a real chacham should learn those halachas. Shein miktsov b'torah godol mehem. Hamenabel atzmo sheshoel rabo koste kosa. He asks, what's menabel atzmo? He insults himself, embarrasses himself for the very Torah. He asks his rebbe all his doubts. The appreciation shechaveru maligim alav. Even though sometimes people laugh at him, right? Because he made a mistake or he didn't know something, but he's not embarrassed. He's willing to be embarrassed over divrei Torah and even say things that let people laugh at him. But he wants to learn. The imzamosa shesatamta picha melishol. And if you hold, what's it called, yourself back from asking questions, you don't want to be embarrassed. Lashon zamam tabash or ritzua shetochin bechot and behema. If you muzzle yourself. Right, you muzzle an animal who's a dangerous or a bad animal, you muzzle it up so it can't bite anybody. The nosnosu mislasel, the toe from yachad, like you sew its lips together. Well, the sosman, sofcha shetite nyad lepeh, kishi yishalucha velo seita lahashiv. If you don't ask your questions and you don't want to be embarrassed, then in the end you're not going to have anything to say either. Okay, let's go on. Pasuk Reb Nechemya b'kvod achsani. Then Reb Nechemya's turn came to speak. So he spoke about the honor of the host who hosted them in Yavne. The Doris ma'idasiv ayomer shoyla akeni lechus suru redu mitoch amaleki ten osivcha imo. Shmuel told the Keni when he's going to destroy Amalek to get out so he shouldn't be destroyed together with them. The ato asisa chesed im kol b'nei Israel. You did chesed with b'nei Israel. Your father, great grandfather Yisro, did chesed with Klal Yisrael. What did Yisro do chesed with Klal Yisrael? He was makarev Moshe Rabbeinu, made him his son-in-law. But he did it for his own honor. Somebody who brings a Talmud Chacham to his house for the Talmud Chacham's honor, Kol Shekein, can be considered a big, special thing. If Yisro, who got covered from Moshe Rabbeinu, he did it for Moshe's sake. Right, he did it for his own sake. Right, he got covered. Still, he's considered he did a tremendous chesed. Somebody who does it for the Talmud Chacham's sake, achas kam v'kama. Pasuk Rabbi Yosei, the covered achsanya, the dorish lo tisai v'edomi ki achicho, lo tisai mitzri ki gerish v'asa. Don't abominate an Edomi because he's your brother, Edom, Esau, and don't abominate a mitzri because you were strangers in their land. Mahaldorim kal v'chomer, ma mitzrayim shlo korvus Yisrael el tzorach aspa. The Egyptians wanted the Jews there in the beginning. Taro was very happy to have Yosef's brothers come. He got so much benefit from Yosef, he wanted benefit from his brothers also. So they hosted Klal Yisrael for their sake, the Mitzvah. Still, you're not allowed to abominate them because the Maisa, we benefited from it. Surely somebody who benefits a Talmud Chacham, brings him into his house, and for a Talmud Chacham's sake, surely has a tremendous mile. Pasuk Rabbi Lezer ben Osher Yosef Lili, the Kavod Achsanya. He also now spoke about the Kavod of the host, the Doris, Vayivorech Hashem is Obed Edom, Vavur Aaron Elokim. When he put the Aaron in the time of David HaMelech, in this house of Oved Edom, okay, after it was brought back from the Plishtim, who had captured the Aron, and they brought it back and they put it in the house of Oved Edom. So it says that the Rabban Shalom blessed the house of Oved Edom because of the Aron. Umar Aron Shalom Ochel V'Shasa, right? The Aron didn't eat anything. He just kept it in his house. It didn't cost him anything. Didn't eat, drink. So all he had to do was clean it every once in a while. Somebody who has a Talmud Chacham in his house, he feeds him. Right? He spends money on him. Not like Oved Edom didn't spend any money on the Aron. That he's going to get a bracha. What bracha did he get? It says the Rav Shem blessed Oved Edom. What bracha did he get? Rav Yehuda bar Zvi dizu chamos leches kaloseha. She yoldu shisha shisha bekeresecha. He had a what's it called? His mother-in-law and eight daughters-in-law. Each one had six children. Okay, and Shneamar po'alti hashmini. Uksiv ki berchu elokin. Kol eilem b'nei Oved Edom hei u'b'neiem v'acheiem ish chayil b'koach lavoda shishim u'shnayim l'Oved Edom. 62 people he had in his family, all from his own children and his children's children, all added up to 62. Rashi. Asisa chesed shechilim shenemer v'yovo arm v'chol ziknei Yisrael lecho lechem. Yisrael, what's it called, fed, gave a suda for Klal Yisrael. So he's considered a big Baal Chesed, so somebody who gives Seudas to Talmid HaChomim surely is a Baal Chesed. Chamos Ishto Shel Oved Edom, his wife, and Ches Kalosea, and his eight daughters-in-law, Shayu Lo'ami Ches Boneo, that she had, what's it called, from her eight sons. So he had eight daughters-in-law, and they had each six children. Shenemar Pa'alti Ashmini, B'nei Oved Edom Kachoshim, Divrei HaYomim, the Kochoshiv Timna, like eight, the heat cheese, there was eight children, and he was the ninth. Kol Echad Yolda Shisha, everybody had six. That's what's it called, 54 children. Hosif Aleim Shmona Bonim Harishonim, the eight children they had to begin with. Besides his 54 grandchildren, he also had his eight original children. Harishisha Mushnayim, 62, Loved Edom. That was the bracha that he got. That between his grandchildren, 62 people.